All right, time now for the Madison Public Library Show with Karen Tilbury. And good afternoon, Karen.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, we have a special guest in the studio with us, too.
Yes, we do. We have my granddaughter, Isabel, who is going to help us with the radio show today. She's going to read about the book that she's recommending, and then she's going to make a couple of the announcements.
All right. Well, glad to have you in the studio, Isabel.
Thank you.
Are you excited to be on the radio with Grandma?
Kind of.
I can tell you are with your big smile. All right. Well, good, Karen. Well, what's happening at the Madison Public Library?
Well, it is time to start our winter reading program. So the winter reading program, Reading is So Much Fun, is in full swing at the Madison, Dawson, and Canby Public Libraries. Discover awesome new books and win prizes. Sign up at the Madison, Canby, and Dawson Libraries. This program is open to ages 13 through adult. Once you sign up, you will receive a bookmark and a tote bag. The goal is to read, view, or listen to 10 books, DVDs, or audiobooks from January 2nd to March 31st. And that is a change because in the past it's just been print books. Bring in your bookmark each time to get it marked for each item that you view or read. Once you reach 5 items, you will receive a can cozy. When you reach 10 items, you will receive a candy bar. While 10 is the goal of the reading program, keep bringing in your bookmark to get marked. The top 3 readers during the winter reading program will get a special prize. And for the top 3 prizes, we will not be counting the DVDs. So let the reading begin.
All right. You do that every winter season?
Yep, okay. Every winter season, January through March.
Okay, good. All right, what else is happening at the Madison Public Library?
Okay, so the upcoming events at the library. Author, lecturer, and researcher Chad Lewis will be giving library-sponsored presentations in Madison, Dawson, and Canby in February. He will be giving presentations on 2 topics. One is Paranormal Minnesota, and the other one is Minnesota's Gangster Past. In the Paranormal Minnesota, it features strange and scary cases of alien abductions, haunted places, mysterious creatures, crop circles, and everything else weird and unusual in Minnesota.
Mm. I think I've interviewed this guy a few years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's been out here. What was the name again?
Chad Lewis.
Yep, I've interviewed Chad. Yep, I know him. Sure.
Okay, then the other one he's going to do, Minnesota's Gangster Past.
Yep.
Land of 10,000 Crimes, where Lewis follows in the footsteps of America's most infamous gangsters as they turn Minnesota into their personal crime vacation land. Filled with deadly bank robberies, explosive shootouts, brutal murders, and daring kidnappings, this presentation lets the audience discover the grisly locations where the gangster history will never die. And these presentations are given on Sunday, February 11th, 2 o'clock at the Canby Library, the Paranormal Minnesota. Also on Sunday, February 11th, 4 o'clock at the Dawson Library, and at 6:30 at the Lacaparo History Center. So he's giving 3 presentations on the Paranormal Minnesota.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage, I've been to his presentations. They're amazing. And if you love the gangster stuff, which I do, I went to that one. That was amazing. I mean, the guy really knows his stuff. I think down in the cities where he lives, he gives tours of these places.
Yes,
where Dillinger was and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think I've read something about one of the speakeasy kind of things and even some of the caves, I want to say.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Tunnels there.
Yeah, he talks about all that. And so a very interesting guy, and so we encourage everyone to take all 3 of them in or pick one of them.
Okay, and then the Minnesota Gangster one is going to be on February 12th, 11 o'clock at the Dawson Library. Also on the 12th, 2 o'clock at the Canby Library. And at 6:30 that same day, February 12th, at the Lacaparo History Center. Those are all 3 of the Minnesota gangster ones.
Good, good. Yeah, all right. So what are we going to do now? Are we going to talk about some book recommendations? And Not yet. Isabel?
Every Monday is Maker Monday at the Madison Public Library. Activities start at 4 p.m. Story times in Madison are held every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Tuesday, January 9th, we will have a special story time and craft in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Madison Library will also have ongoing story times all day, Thursday, January 11th, to read all about persistence. Adult coloring at the Madison Library will be on Thursday, January 11th and January 25th at 5:30 p.m.
All right. Good job, Isabel.
The Madison Library recently completed a project to double the size of our large print section, and we are busy stocking it with a wide array of large print novels and nonfiction. That was really a project. Lots of cleaning out. We did a lot of thinning of nonfiction books. You know, of them hadn't been checked out in, 10 years.
Right.
A lot of that was done.
Okay. Good.
Large print is not just a bigger font size that makes reading accessible for the visually impaired. It's also proven to improve letter and word recognition, aid reading comprehension, and increase feelings of confidence and satisfaction when reading. This makes it perfect for beginning or reluctant readers and ESL, ELL students. ESL students are people that have English as a second language, and ELL students are English language learners.
Mm.
The benefits of large print for the visually impaired, beginning or reluctant readers, and ESL, ELL students are obvious, but that's not all. Here are three more unexpected large print lovers. Bouncing people. Have you ever tried to read a 10-point font size from 3 feet away while you're exercising? It's really hard. Next time you hit the treadmill, grab a large print book instead.
Mm, good idea.
And tired people, and this makes sense. According to the latest Nielsen stats, the average American adult spends 11 hours per day with electronic media. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of time.
Yep.
Digital eye strain occurs after 2 or more hours of digital device use, and tech addicts would be well served to give their eyes a rest with the easy reading large print format.
Mm-hmm.
We really do have a lot of patrons at the library that prefer the large print.
Yep.
And often when we're ordering something from one of the other libraries, they're asking for large print.
Yep. I have large print at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So yeah, I
prefer that.
It does make it easier.
It does.
Our electronic resource for this show is about ordering your own stuff through the library system.
Mm.
Did you know that you can request materials including books and DVDs from the comfort of your own home via the Pioneerland Library Catalog? You don't have to make a trip to the library or even call to request that new book everyone's been talking about. With your library card ready, visit our online catalog by going to https://www.pioneerland.lib.mn.us and clicking on the Pioneerland Library Catalog in the Library Catalogs page. Use the search engine to locate the item you're after and click Request at the top page. Then just follow the on-screen instructions to complete your request. Your item will then be sent to your home library. I use that a lot.
Yep.
I did it last night.
Oh.
From home, of course.
Yep.
And it just really is neat. Another thing that you can do is view the history of what you have read.
Oh.
And that's really, really neat. So if anybody wants to do that, they just have to come into the library, and we'll help them get that set up.
Okay.
Okay. We're to the book recommendations.
Yep,
are you ready?
Yeah, my favorite part of the show.
Okay, Deb, our head librarian, is reading The Power by Naomi Alderman. In The Power, the world is a recognizable place. There's a rich Nigerian boy who lounges around the family pool, a foster kid whose religious parents hide their true nature, an ambitious American politician, a tough London girl from a tricky family. But then a vital new force takes root and flourishes, causing their lives to converge with devastating effect. Teenage girls now have immense physical power. They can cause agonizing pain and even death.
Oh.
And with this small twist of nature, the world drastically resets. The Power is speculative fiction at its most ambitious and provocative, at once taking us on a thrilling journey to an alternate reality and exposing our own world in bold and surprising ways. That sounds like that'd be pretty
interesting,
doesn't it?
For sure.
Lydia is reading The Dark Between the Stars by Kevin J. Anderson. 20 years after the elemental conflict that nearly tore apart the cosmos in Anderson's The Saga of Seven Suns series, a new threat emerges from the darkness. The human race must set aside its own inner conflicts to rebuild their alliance with the Iderian Empire for the survival of the galaxy. In Kevin J. Anderson's The Dark Between the Stars, galactic empires clash, elemental beings devastate whole planetary systems, and factions of humanity are pitted against each other. Heroes rise and enemies make their last stands in the climax of an epic tale 7 years in the making.
Mm.
Okay, I am currently reading The Secret Life of Anna Blank, written by Jennifer Kinchloe, a young socialite who takes a job as a police matron in San Francisco in the early 1900s. Mm. At that time, of course, society women didn't work at any job, let alone a job in the police department. And so she has many adventures on the seedy side of 1900 San Francisco.
Mm.
Okay, Isabel?
Yeah, what's Isabel reading?
We are listening to the book Moon Over Manifest by Clara Vanderpool. Abilene Tucker is a 12-year-old girl who is stuck in a small Kansas town after a life on the road with her father.
Hmm. You said you were listening. Are you listening to an audiobook,
yes.
Isabel? You prefer that or you prefer reading?
Audiobook.
Audiobook, okay.
We've been reading one. We've been listening to it when her and I go back and forth from the library. Because she usually comes to the library about once a week after school.
Oh, nice.
And then...
Good.
Yeah, it takes a long time, though, when you're only listening for about 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, good job, Isabel.
Alice is reading The Witch's Tree, an Agatha Raisin tale by M.C. Beaton. Cotswold inhabitants are used to inclement weather, but the night sky is especially foggy as Rory and Polly DeVere, the new vicar and his wife, drive slowly home from a dinner party in their village of Sumpton Hardcourt. They strain to see the road ahead and then suddenly brake, screeching to a halt. Right in front of them, aglow in the headlights, a body hangs from a gnarled tree at the edge of town. Margaret Darby, an elderly spinster, has been murdered, and the villagers are bewildered as to who would commit such a crime.
Mm.
And Kate has just finished the Maze Runner series by James Dasher, which is a young adult science fiction series. 16-year-old Thomas wakes up with no memory in the middle of a maze and realizes he must work with the community in which he finds himself if he is to escape.
Okay.
All the Pioneerland libraries, including Madison, Dawson, and Canby, will be closed Monday, December 15th in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Okay.
Find us online by going to www.pioneerland.lib.mn.us and clicking on Member Libraries in the left-hand menu, or on Facebook at Dawson Public Library MN, Canby Public Library MN, and Madison Public Library MN.
All right. Mouthful there, Karen.
Oh, yes.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
It has been a pleasure.
Yeah, and Isabel, thank you for coming in. You got to do this more often. You enjoy radio?
I don't know.
Well, I appreciate you coming in today. That's Isabel Milbrandt and Karen Tilbury talking about the happenings at the Madison, Canby, Dawson Public Libraries.